join your Bethel family for the Power of God Revival 2017, Wednesday, October 25th through Friday, October 27th, 7 p.m. nightly at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Come fellowship with us as our very own Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. delivers an impactful word from God each night. We'll also be led in praise and worship by a powerful music ministry. Prayer precedes each service at 6 p.m. So come out so you can tap into the power of God.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Because I am a pragmatic man, it is difficult to grab hold of things by emotion. It is difficult for me to grab hold of things without proving. It is difficult for me to just take someone's word. The problem with those types of assessments is that it also becomes a deficit in the realm of the spirit. For one cannot separate those responses in the natural from the spiritual responses. That means that when I read the Word of God, it has to make sense to me. It means that when I go through Holy Scripture and obtain a promise from God, I don't just walk on the promise without finding my responsibility. There is the tendency to think and believe that because God is sovereign, we have no input. And so that creates spiritual laziness. It's sort of like the Far Eastern mindset that says it's just my karma coming out, which literally means I have no control over the course of my life, and things just happen. And while we understand that God is sovereign, it is not the way we think. Sovereignty comes with responsibility. Predestination comes with acceptance and responsibility. One cannot assume that simply because God called us and foreordained us, we float into heaven without any type of participation. That would be highly irrelevant. For decades leading into centuries, the Pentecostal expression has avoided biblical concepts in favor of fleshly revelations. An inconsistency has developed as it relates to Scripture, and we find ourselves believing what people say more than what God says. I believe the Bible is the Word of God. I do not believe it's a cultural book. I believe that there are principles in the Bible that do not fit the culture that may be reading it. But that simply means we find the gist or the heart of what God is trying to communicate and make that work for us. We struggle with biblical principles because we're looking at them from a natural perspective. It is almost impossible to train you in the things of God if I only have you one day a week. Oh, I can inject you with the heroin of praise and worship. I can keep you moving forward with the marijuana of emotional response. But are you able to confront the regular attacks that come from your enemy? The Bible is its own paradox. It is an easy book, but it is the most difficult book that we have in our library. It is easy because All we have to do is do it. But it is difficult because it tells us to do things we don't want to do. Then there is the overwhelming fear that if I don't do these things, I'm going to hell. And so that creates a force of will on our part that says, I'm going to make myself do this. But then there's no joy. And if there's no joy, you won't be sustained in it. And so we hear so much from the pulpit, from preachers throughout the country, trying to bring us to a revelatory walk with God, to a walk with God that says, I'm learning new things about him, but unfortunately, these particular doctrines are pushing us and steering us towards Western cultural ideas. The abundance of money, the accumulation of land, the purchasing of houses and personal satisfactions. These are things that this particular culture, this particular hemisphere, if I may, thrives on more than some other area in the world. For example, for us, prosperity may be living in a $1 million home, having four children, three and four cars, a vacation place in the Hamptons, and we might look at that as prosperity. But in India, they may think prosperity is three meals a day, three hot meals a day. To the child in Ghana that's digging through the garbage to get breakfast, prosperity to her may be a bowl of grits and dry toast. So it's all a perception. I was sharing with Deacon Miles the other day that our Western mindset has even caused us to misrepresent things that Jesus says. One of the most famous scriptures that have been abused is John 14. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And every time there is some type of conversation about heaven and Jesus' prepared place, we always embellish on the mansion concept, and we think that God is going to give us something that looks like the White House or looks like Jed Clampett's place. And so we use this as the motivation to walk with God. Oh, when you get home, you're going to have a beautiful house. It's going to be like nothing you've ever seen. And yet the Bible doesn't substantiate that. And the way we've drawn that conclusion is from one noun, mansions. One noun has caused us to turn heaven into a development for the rich and the famous. One noun taken completely out of what Jesus meant. Because a careful exegesis of the passage, it says in the Greek, the word mansions really means tents. It doesn't mean mansion like you and I know. It means tents. Now, as I was talking to Deacon Miles, I said, it's amazing how we think about heaven in that concept. But heaven, the joy of heaven, is not the accumulation of stuff. It is being where God is. It is being where Jesus is. Think about it. God's first house, God's initial apartment, if you will, was a tent. He didn't want what they built him later because he knew it would become something for idol worship. He just wanted a place where they could meet regularly. It seems that God is not interested in most of the things that we are interested in. And once again, the concept, oh, well, God cares about everything in your life, is the paradox. It's true and false.
God cares about everything in your life, but he don't care about anything that's going to take you away from him. And so what he does, because he's sovereign, is he shuts doors that we don't like. When God sees that we are no longer able to give him what he needs, he brings somebody else in. And then we get angry because somebody else is in and we find fault with it. But in reality, we're fighting against God. Now, I want to continue on instructions for supernatural living. And it is not my hope that you walk out of here with a number to play next week. It is not my hope that you walk out of here thinking that you can wave your hand over a pile of fish and loaves and turn it into an abundance of finance, because God knows that if you can't manage $100, why is he going to give you $1 million? Everything we need from God, the Apostle Paul likes to talk about this over in Corinthians, to the letter to Corinthians. He says, look, he says, you focus on, and I'm paraphrasing it, you focus on what you see, but what you see is temporary. King James says temporal. It's temporary. But we focus and divert our energies to what's temporary. And because there are no infinites in our lives, in the natural life, we become frustrated with seasonal adjustments. This is the reason why marriage is having such a black eye. Because in the economy of God, marriage was supposed to be the only constant in your life. The only thing that does not end until death.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
8317A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Want to hear more of Bishop Lambert? Now you can access recent sermons preached by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. from your computer and mobile device. Just visit EricLambertMinistries.com. EricLambertMinistries.com is updated each week with the most recent sermons preached by Bishop Lambert right after our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Sunday services. Purchase and download these uplifting messages so you can listen to the Word of God wherever you go. So visit EricLambertMinistries.com and add to your digital library today.